Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Jim Blakely, Visual Cloud Computing GM at Intel. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here.
So, Jim, you and I have known each other for a long time, but this is the first time that you've been on Chip Chat. Can you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about what you do at Intel?
Sure, Allison. I've been at Intel for quite a while now. For the last year, year and a half, I've been heavily focused on our activities in what we refer to as the visual cloud space. And that's activities that have to do with our business in the data center and very, very focused on those workloads that are run out of data center environments that use graphics or media processing or actually video and image recognition.
We've talked about graphics on Chip Chat a lot, but we've never really talked about it from the standpoint of data center use cases or, you know, graphics and visualization, whatever the case may be. So can you give us some examples of how this would show up in a data center and what types of workloads are being run that require graphics or visualization capability?
So the simplest case is really sort of what you would think of as remote access to an application that would typically be on an end device. So if you think about gaming or virtual desktop infrastructure where you have a user at the end of an internet connection that actually wants to access a game that's running in the cloud or wants to access a desktop that's running in the cloud, it's very much really taking a user experience that exists on an end device and moving it into a data center for either security or performance or breadth of access reasons. The second one is video processing. And video is the largest workload on the consumer internet today. I think today in prime time in the U.S., video accounts for about 70% of all consumer internet traffic. So it's a huge workload already in cloud environments. Historically, that's been run when you need to do video transcoding as a software-based application running in a data center somewhere. However, as the video demands grow, the amount of processing that needs to happen to deal with all the content that's coming in, but also as we make a transition to 4K video, there's a requirement that you be able to produce much higher resolution video content. And that requires acceleration in the data center. GPUs, and in particular, Intel's integrated graphics platforms are being used to do video transcoding in cloud-based environments. The final one really is a really new and exciting one around what we refer to as visual understanding. And this is really image and object search, video searching, being able to recognize objects and people from videos that are playing on the internet. Typical example might be for surveillance applications, recognizing faces or being able to search for a particular object you find in the store to get its online price, those sorts of applications. And all three of those cases use graphics-based technologies to implement them.
What have the early implementers of these services done in terms of building out their infrastructure, and what kind of compute platforms have they been using to deliver this? I want to know what my latest episode of Orange is the New Black is running on, I suppose.
Sure. Typically, all of these applications start out on a standard 2-socket server. And most of the application is written in software running on that platform. So our standard dual-socket Xeon E5 platform is really the workhorse for many of these applications today. And even new applications, many of them start based on those platforms because it is actually the most readily accessible, most economical to start with, and people are very, very familiar with them. As you move to a more optimized environment where you need to scale that up, that begins to become the limiting factor. If you need to do things quickly or you need to do them at scale, you need technology that will accelerate it.
So when you take a look at Intel's platforms, what are the critical technologies that we're delivering that help optimize for these types of workloads?
The two principal ones are available on our current E3 Xeon platforms. The first is Iris Pro Graphics. So this is our highest-end graphics processing unit that we've been shipping for years in our client platforms. We've integrated that now into some of our server platforms. So that Iris Pro Graphics is a key technology that we build the rest of our solution around. The second one included in those same platforms is a technology called QuickSync Video. And QuickSync Video is really a video processing, video transcoding acceleration technology that applies fixed function accelerators to the process of doing video encode and decode and can give a much, much better throughput, performance, and density for video processing-based solutions.
A lot of people are talking about Iris and the fact that integrated graphics are getting to be extremely performant. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, where we see the market going and how we've addressed some of the advanced features that you'd want in terms of graphics?
These applications in cloud environments tend to require very, very high degrees of scaling. So our roadmap historically and going forward has really, really focused on the graphics side and improving performance and scale. The other big thing for these environments is programmability. And so just recently we introduced the ability to program our GPU platforms using OpenCL, which allows ISVs to really do a lot of customization on the platform. The other thing we did several years ago into our GPUs was to add video acceleration technology for encode and decode functions intended to allow very, very good performance per watt for video transcode applications all the way from today's H.264 and MPEG-2 through to AGVC and other future-oriented codecs. Those are really required technologies to enable people to get the kinds of performance per watts and density that they require for these applications.
When you're talking to end customers who are running workloads like this or working on deploying workloads like this, what has the response been in terms of driving POCs and evaluations? And where would you like the industry to go in terms of accelerating adoption of these technologies?
Yeah, so we've been engaged with POC activities and pilots and development activities with our customers for the last several years. And it's been a very, very good response. We've been focused very much on building the performance capability into the platform, getting to the levels that customers require in order to deploy. And the process of opening up the platform for OpenCL developers was a key milestone in our process to really allow them to innovate. What they really like about the platform is, first of all, it's fully integrated. They can get the performance of having graphics and CPU right next to each other. For example, people often use this for doing audio processing on the CPU and doing video processing on the GPU without paying the overhead of moving things back and forth between the two platforms. So the integrated solution has been very nice from that perspective. It's also good from a density perspective. People love the fact that they can get as many processors and GPUs in as small a form factor, both physically and from a power perspective, as they can with these integrated solutions. You know, if you look at something like an HP Moonshot platform, they just announced last year the M710 cartridge that has our E3 technology in it. That allows you to get about 45 of these CPUs into a 4U form factor, which gives a very, very nice density for users to put lots of load onto the platform.
If there are things that you would love the ecosystem to be taking advantage of in terms of our platform capabilities, what message would you send to the industry?
Now is the time. These are very, very exciting applications. There's a lot of activity, a lot of innovation happening. And as we scale the opportunity in all three, video, cloud graphics, and visual understanding, the opportunity for innovation and differentiation is enormous. So the first step, it's good to visit the Intel site, begin to become familiar with QuickSync Video, become familiar with our E3 platforms with integrated graphics, and check out the Media Server Studio for both media video application development and a little further afield in doing more custom heterogeneous computing kinds of applications for the visual space.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming on the program today. This is a really exciting area of innovation within the data center. I hope you come back soon to tell us more.
Thank you very much for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.